So I've talked about this before, and I thought I'd bring it up because a few different weird shits happened, like a life full circle things happened. So years ago, I was in my 20s. I went to different jobs and I hated them all. None of them made sense. And I was constantly told, are you manager there yet? And I was like, am I supposed to be? So I remember going to a job and trying all day when I was 18, 19, a retail job. I went, yes, sir, no, sir, carry your bag, sir, all that sort of shit. And at the end of the day, I locked myself in the work toilets and thought, I can't do this for an entire life. How am I going to do this? I remember I only had really one real smile a day before I had to dip into fake smile credit. And the only way to recharge fake smile credit was get on the smile juice and resting shit face at the end of the day. I remember being told to go to a Centrelink, learn how to write your resume Centrelink place. I'd sort of had enough in my late 20s of all these silly merry-go-round jobs. And so I wrote the most ridiculous resume, and I applied for every single job in The Age, the local newspaper. 2,000 jobs with a resume that had basically just my interests on it, with stuff like pushing buttons with really smooth push button action. And I was interested in the enjoyment of being taller than my father and getting a little bit wet in the rain and quickly running inside, comparing data with completely irrelevant other data. And so I applied for every single job with that resume. And a lot of people responded going, are you serious? Or are you crazy? Or what's going on? Advertising responded, and they understood that I was just being stupid. And so I ended up in advertising, and I did a little bit of research, and there was a guy who was talking about creativity in a way that I'd never heard before, with incredible respect that I'd never heard before. His name was John Meskell, and he was kind of creature-esque, and all my favorite people who I've ever met almost have a kind of a creature-like nature to them. They're my favorite people. He was saying stuff that was almost like the thought behind the thought behind the thought. He had a kind of a psychological x-ray vision. In another life, he probably could have been the world's greatest criminal profiler. Like, he could see through shit. And there's an intensity to him that was incredible. And I wanted to work with this guy. And I eventually did. And I was terrible at advertising, though. I had some interesting ideas, but I could never make them fit into a box that was supposed to perform a certain function in a very small, pithy kind of way. There was something missing in my brain. There's like a strategic part of my brain that was missing, that didn't understand advertising, didn't understand how to make my sideways ideas work for it. And eventually I left advertising. I was terrible at answering to people. I was actually just terrible at working, collaborating with people. Like, I could do it, but eventually I just couldn't. I couldn't hide the fact that I'm just shit at working with other people. I was out of advertising, but I missed John's talks. I missed his talks on creativity so much. He cast a spell when he talked about creativity. There was something I'd never heard anyone talk about creativity in the way he does, or he has, and he still does, which is what I'm getting to. John Meskell, when I left, immediately after, he created one of the biggest advertising campaigns of all time. It was called Dumb Ways to Die. It's got millions of views on YouTube and other social media. It went around the world. It's got a catchy jingle that he wrote, and now he's the most awarded creative in advertising history. But I missed his talks for so long. Like, I missed the stuff that he had to say. That was really inspiring. I've heard so many people talk about creativity. A lot of these people have done almost next to nothing, or achieved next to nothing, and yet they talk about creativity. Apart from someone like Rick Rubin, John Meskell is the only person who can talk about creativity, and he's actually got the backing to do it. He released a YouTube recently online of one of his talks. And I was like so excited. I saw it on LinkedIn. I wrote a little thing under it saying, "Oh, I missed your talk so much." And I've actually mentioned him before in previous podcasts. And to my full circled surprise, he's mentioned my work in his talk. He's seen my stuff on LinkedIn. I often post stuff on LinkedIn that is kind of ridiculous. I often post stuff bagging out on work and bagging out on jobs on LinkedIn. Sometimes I feel like I'm doing that to make sure I slam the door door hard behind me so I can never go back. So I'm always forced into making poetry or books, and so I'm unemployable. Part of the fun of slamming the door on LinkedIn and posting crazy shit, like saying that I posted recently on LinkedIn, I should have had, doesn't work well with others on my resume years ago. I post shit like that all the time on LinkedIn. It seems courageous, but it's actually out of fear, because I want to slam that door so hard that I can never be employed again. So I'm forced into doing the stuff that I'm doing. Even if it all backfires and goes to shit I've got to find something. I've got to do it another way. So I love the idea of slamming doors shut and even going back years later to slam it shut harder. Make sure it's all locked up so I can never get back through. But anyway, John Meskell shared one of my thoughts on creativity on his lecture that he did recently. And it was kind of amazing, because this is a dude who I have massive respect for. For me, he saw art in the same way that I've always imagined I've wanted to talk about it, how I've wanted to talk about it. He talks about it almost like he is a criminal profiler, and it is a kind of a psychological warfare and subversion, which is the most important thing he talks about. So I've always thought that art should be something dangerous, like you're dangerous when you make something beautiful. I always kind of felt like it's not some kind of decoration, it's not some graphic design, it's something that can burn you to the ground and change you for better. It violates. Beautiful art for me is almost criminal, like the expression an individual acting alone. It sounds criminal, but an individual acting alone to me is a true artist. It says exactly the thing that everyone's thinking and no one's saying. And while John's a lot more diplomatic about that, he has that intensity that I love so much. Not some sort of bullshit, art's beautiful and amazing. For me, it's phoenix stuff. It burns shit to the ground and resurrects. I've never loved reading a room. I've always felt like you shouldn't preach to the converted, and you have to win an audience over. You have to win an enemy over. That's what I love about creativity, is winning someone who shouldn't like you. They shouldn't like you at all. And you win them over with just an idea that gets through the shield and the callus of their stupid and gets straight to the heart. And that's what he can do, but he does it in a similar but different way to me. I put his video to 1 hour lecture in the show notes if you want to check it out. Otherwise, I'll include the bit now where he's included my stuff in his talk for 2 minutes.
It shakes you, right? Creativity scares the shit out of people because it challenges. And this is I really like this little piece of writing. About 15 years ago, I hired a young guy who's a poet. And I thought it was a great idea to hire him as a writer in my agency. And he's really talented, but he couldn't deal with the business. Like, he's so pure that it just kind of almost killed him. And he quit after 5 months. Yeah, I know, he's a lovely guy. But he wrote this thing a couple of years ago. You're dangerous when you make something beautiful, because when you miraculously find space between the cracks in the concrete to grow something beyond the box of culture, you can't be controlled and you might stir others' hearts. I mean, this to me, I think, is he's not at all talking about advertising, but he's talking about how dangerous it is to be the person that dares to see the thing that others don't see and works to bring it to light, which is, what we do, but with a commercial bent. That is challenging for a lot of people. There's a lot of reasons why, but it's just the way it is. And I thought, and also Darby Hudson's his name. I like to say his name, and you should buy his little books. They're really good. He's anyway.